In a realm where magic intertwines with the raw forces of nature, a unique saga unfolds. Welcome to the first episode of an extraordinary campaign, Tales of Scales and Sorcery. Our story centers around an unlikely band of heroes, each a proud member of the lizard folk race. These reptilian warriors, driven by instinct and bound by their shared heritage, embark on a journey through a world vastly different from the swamps they call home. Guided by a quest bestowed upon them by their tribal chiefs, they venture forth into lands unknown. From the dense, shadowy recesses of their swampy haven, they step into a world bustling with humans, elves. This campaign chronicles their adventures, misadventures, and the comical mishaps that arise as they navigate the complexities of a world that is as bewildering to them as they are to it. Join us as we delve into a narrative rich with unexpected turns, where the lizard folk, with their straightforward and often humorous perspective, challenge the norms of civilization and redefine what it means to be a hero. The path ahead is fraught with danger, laughter, and moments that defy expectation. Prepare to be enthralled by the tales of this scaly band of adventurers, for in this world of scales and sorcery, anything is possible. This is CritQuests. Welcome to Tales of Scales and Sorcery. Envision the scene, myself, the venerable dungeon master, steeped in countless tales and sagas, settle into my chair, a gleam of excitement in my eyes. Around me, the room buzzes with the energy of anticipation as my players, a diverse and spirited group, convene for our latest escapade into the fantastical. Each player, a conduit for adventure, embodies the fierce essence of the lizard folk, a race known for their unyielding resilience and primal prowess. Arrayed before me are their chosen avatars. A keen-eyed ranger, adept in the ways of the wild. A formidable fighter, bristling with martial might. A sorcerer, whose arcane whispers hint at ancient, hidden powers. A barbarian, a tempest of rage and strength. And a cleric, a beacon of mystical healing and divine guidance. United by their reptilian heritage, they share the distinctive scales and the stoic resolve of their race. The conclusion of our previous campaign, a saga of epic proportions, had left a void, a hunger for more tales to be told, more legends to be forged. And so, as we embarked on this new adventure, I eagerly awaited the revelation of their new characters. Session Zero, the genesis of our journey, held a revelation so unexpected, so utterly astonishing, that it took my breath away. One by one, each player revealed their character, and to my utter disbelief, every single one of them was a lizard folk. This was no planned conspiracy, no premeditated decision. It was as if the stars had aligned, guiding them independently to choose this path. And there we were, at the dawn of a new narrative, a full party of lizard folk warriors, their scales glistening in the torchlight, their eyes alight with the promise of adventure. This remarkable coincidence was not just a twist of fate, it was due to the allure of the lizard folk, a race that embodies the heart of survival, the essence of adaptability, and the spirit of the untamed wild. As their dungeon master, I realized that this was not just another campaign, it was the birth of a legend, a story that would be etched in the annals of our gaming history. With a mix of awe and exhilaration, I prepared to guide these reptilian heroes through a world of wonders and dangers, a realm where their unique nature would shape the very fabric of the story we were about to weave together. In an agile twist of fate, I quickly abandoned the well-laid plans that had been meticulously crafted for the campaign. Instead, I wove a fresh tapestry of adventure, one that began in the heart of a dense, humid swamp. This murky, verdant labyrinth of nature was to be the cradle of our story, a fitting genesis for our band of lizard folk heroes. Their saga commenced under the heavy canopy of ancient trees, where shadows danced with the flickering light of the sun, piercing through the thick foliage. It was in this primeval setting that they faced their first trial, a ferocious confrontation with a menacing troll. This battle was not just a test of their martial prowess, but a display of their innate cunning and adaptability. The troll, a hulking beast of raw strength and malice, met its end at the hands of our intrepid adventurers. In the aftermath of this clash, the resourcefulness of the lizard folk shone brilliantly. Almost every bone of the vanquished troll was salvaged and skillfully crafted into weapons, javelins, daggers, and other implements of survival and war. in a display of both triumph and defiance. One particularly bold member of the party adorned themselves with the troll's skull, an imposing and macabre trophy that spoke volumes of their primal nature and victory. With the echoes of battle still ringing in their ears, our scaly protagonists heeded the call of their tribal chiefs. The mission was clear. They were to leave the familiarity of their swampy haven and venture into the unknown. Their destination was a nearby town, a place vastly different from the seclusion of their natural abode. This journey was not for conquest or glory, but to gather intelligence on a threat that loomed on the horizon, a shadow of uncertainty that concerned their chieftains. As they stepped out of the swamp, a world unlike any they had known greeted them. The town was a bustling hub of activity, filled with beings so different from themselves. Humans and elves, with their smooth, scaleless skin, moved about their daily lives, oblivious to the extraordinary nature of their new visitors. For most of our lizard folk, this was a first encounter with such creatures. The only exception was the ranger, whose previous ventures had led him to cross paths with humans. To the others, these humans and elves were an oddity, a peculiar sight that piqued their curiosity and wonder. This encounter marked the beginning of a journey not just through lands unknown, but through a kaleidoscope of cultures and experiences that would challenge and change them in ways they could never have anticipated. In a moment of lighthearted camaraderie, our group of scaly adventurers reached a collective decision. The curious beings of smooth skin, devoid of scales, would be humorously dubbed fleshies. This term, born from their reptilian perspective, marked the beginning of their unique interpretation of the world beyond the swamps. Their first foray into the realm of civilized society was met with an event most peculiar to their eyes, a robbery. To the lizard folk, accustomed to the straightforward, survival-driven ethos of their culture, the concept of theft was as alien as the bustling streets of the town itself. They observed the chaos with a blend of bewilderment and intrigue, their reptilian gaze fixed on the unfolding drama. This scene of civil unrest took a dramatic turn when one of their own, the stalwart fighter, became an unintended victim of a crossbow bolt. The air crackled with tension as primal instincts surged forth. What ensued was a spectacle of raw, unbridled fury. The fighter, driven by a deep-seated instinct for retribution, unleashed a torrent of violence upon the assailant. The townsfolk watched in abject horror as the perpetrator was mercilessly torn asunder, his allies scattering in terror at the sight of such ferocity. The aftermath of the altercation was a somber affair. The fighter and the barbarian, following their traditions, began to extract bones and carve meat from their fallen foes, a practice deeply ingrained in their culture. However, the sight of this, so ordinary to them, was anything but to the onlookers. The town guards, unsure of how to react to this display of otherworldly customs, watched in a mixture of fear and uncertainty. The local onlookers, mortified by the scene, whispered and exchanged uneasy glances. It was then that the ranger, who recognized this massive difference between cultures, stepped in. With a gentle but firm tap on the shoulder, he signaled to the fighter and barbarian that it was time to cease their ritual. The message was clear: they needed to adapt and be mindful of those around them. Resigned yet understanding, the fighter and barbarian pocketed their trophies, bones and meat, tokens of a tradition they held dear but realized might not be accepted in this new environment. As the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of orange and purple, our lizard folk adventurers retreated to the outskirts of the town. There, around a crackling fire that cast dancing shadows on their scaled faces, the ranger, emerging as a voice of reason and leadership, addressed the group. The scene they had left behind in the town was a stark reminder of the vast cultural divide between them and the humanoids they now found themselves among. The ranger, wise in the ways of both the swamp and the civilized world, proposed a new rule for the practice of cannibalism, a cultural norm among the lizard folk but a taboo in the eyes of the townsfolk. The ranger emphasized the need for discretion, for respecting the sensibilities of the local inhabitants. This notion, foreign and somewhat perplexing to the lizard folk, was nevertheless accepted as necessary for their continued journey in this new and unfamiliar world. The new rule: never eat a fleshy in front of a fleshy. They don't like seeing fleshies being eaten. As the Dungeon Master, orchestrating this symphony of chaos and camaraderie, I couldn't have anticipated the sheer breadth of experiences this unusual party would bring. The coming year promised a saga filled with laughter, unscripted adventures, and moments of bizarre hilarity. This journey, set in a fantastical landscape where scales met sorcery, where the primal clashed with the civilized, was shaping up to be an epic of unprecedented proportions. In the wild, whimsical world that lay before us, anything was possible, and the only certainty was the promise of an unforgettable tale. As our journey through the swamps and streets, through battles and banter, draws to a close, we reflect on the incredible saga of our lizard folk heroes. From their first thunderous clash with a troll to their humorous, yet profound interactions with the world of fleshies, they've shown us the power of unity and diversity, and the strength found in staying true to one's nature. A heartfelt thank you to Reddit user The Cradle DM, whose original story inspired this adaptation, bringing to life a tale that captivated our imaginations and tickled our funny bones. Your creativity sparked this wonderful journey, and for that, we are immensely grateful. And to you, our cherished audience, thank you for joining us in this epic. If you've enjoyed the adventures of our lizard folk party, please like, share, and subscribe for more tales from this and other fantastical worlds. Don't forget to hit that notification bell to stay updated on our latest episodes. Your support means the world to us and fuels our passion for storytelling. Until we meet again in another adventure, may your dice roll ever in your favor. Farewell, and happy adventuring.